Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stone scores. McManus moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk strikes out. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave takes first base on ball four. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Tigers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers misplays the ball. That's an error on Akers. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Autry and he is safe. Gehringer steals third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Moore picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. Gehringer scores. McManus moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 1 in the game. Akers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hargrave takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. Autry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Autry moves to second. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. McManus reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 2 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Autry and he is safe. Funk steals second. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 2 in the game. Akers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Stone, who is chasing the ball. Jolly reaches third base with a triple. Clancy goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Tigers. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Jimmy Moore. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Harris pinch hits for Ernie Smith. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jolly tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Autry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Harris now playing left field. Bill Hunfield now playing shortstop. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hargrave strikes out. Autry drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hargrave out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhel bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 6-4, White Sox. Billy Rogel now playing shortstop. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Uhel covering. Safe. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Autry bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris scores. Cecil moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is called out on strikes. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for George Uhel. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Page now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Com hits a line drive towards center. Funk catches it and throws to first to double up Jolly. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunfield moves to second. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Autry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. Harris moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 3 in the game. Faber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Com. Stone moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-6, White Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood now playing right field. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a ball on the ground for a single. Alexander moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.